Welcome to another episode of the Ignited Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Jessica, your host, and I invite you to join in and listen to a conversation with an amazing entrepreneur who has leaned into their passion and is igniting their life and the life of others. Okay, quick moment of silence. Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Today I have with me Kaylin Asher. She's a soulful business coach. Kaylin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jess. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I am too, because I'm finding that I'm really attracting the people that have a message for me. And so when we were speaking prior to recording, you talked about a 3-day work week. And so you totally have my attention. So now, right? So totally. Can you please tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to be here today. And of course, I will get into that 3-day work week topic, but there's a story that precedes that. So right now I am a soulful business coach, as you mentioned. And the reason I like to add in soulful is because I definitely weave in mindset and spirituality. I have a background in yoga into my business coaching. And so it's a blend of that energetic and the strategic. And I find that that serves my clients really well. I've been doing this work for the last 6 years, but prior to that, it was a long and winding road, or at least it felt that way for me being on that path. And I had a number of different businesses over the span of almost a decade before I landed on coaching and really started feeling like I was stepping into my purpose. I definitely, since I was young, have had an entrepreneurial spirit. I started my first business in high school, and I was doing not catering, but working alongside caterers and serving. And I'd come in and help out at parties, and me and my girlfriend were doing it. And we would make, you know, 25, 30 bucks an hour when all our other friends were getting these, you know, horrible part-time jobs, making $8 an hour. And so that's when I first got my taste of it. My parents both have that entrepreneurial spirit and have their own businesses as well. But I didn't realize it was going to take me so long to figure out where I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing. I knew I had this thing inside of me that I wanted to serve the world with, but I had no idea exactly what it was, how to package it up, how to sell it, how to get it out there. So in the course of that decade, trying to figure that out, I tried a number of different things. I tried interior design. I got certified as a yoga instructor. I did blogging and some social media marketing work. I did freelance writing and copywriting. And what ultimately started to happen was when I stepped into the yoga world, there were all these other yoga instructors asking me, even though I was brand new, about my website and my blog. And they were so impressed with this kind of business acumen that I had developed over the years that I thought, hey, this is kind of a cool blend. And I don't see anybody else doing this, you know, coaching. And I didn't even really have that word for it, but supporting yoga teachers and their businesses. And so I started doing that for a number of years. But the thing that was really missing was that balance, the work-life balance. I was putting all my time and energy into the business. My self-worth was completely tied up in the business as well. And then my husband and I got the news that I was pregnant with our first daughter, and it was amazing news. And we were so excited. And at the same time, I was thinking, how the heck am I going to keep this business going? Which wasn't honestly very successful at the time and taking up all of my time and energy. And so after my daughter was born, my first daughter, I now have two, I took some time off and really thought about, do I even want to go back to work at all? Maybe I'll be, you know, just a present mama, be with her, spend all my time and energy and, you know, being with this little baby that's now in my life. And what I realized was that somewhere down the line, maybe in a year, 2 years, 5 years, I wasn't sure when, but I would ultimately regret that decision of stepping away from this entrepreneurial dream that I had had for so very long. And so I sat down and thought and asked myself, what would feel good? Which was a question I really wasn't accustomed to asking myself. It was more like, what do I need to do to be successful? And what landed was that I wanted a 3-day work week. I thought, hey, if I can run my business in 3 days a week and then have 4-day weekends with my daughter and my husband, this would feel really, really good. And it was almost comical because I wasn't even sure if I wanted the same business, but I knew I wanted a 3-day work week. And so I started thinking about how to use my time and energy in those 3 days. And my business started to naturally shift. And I found the coaching world and began learning from my own coaches. And by the end of that year, when I decided to step into a 3-day work week, my business was on a nice upswing. And working just 3 days a week, I was making $3,000, then $4,000, then $5,000 a month. And it felt amazing, but it felt haphazard. I didn't really have a plan for it. And so I invested in a high level coach and we developed a plan. I worked on my mindset. And the very next year was my first 6-figure year as a coach, which was my first true year for full year as a coach, which was back in 2016. And so it was this interesting thing where becoming a mom, which in some ways I thought was going to maybe interrupt my business, stop my business, actually became the very catalyst for finding my right way of working and finding the success I was after, and also being able to find a new ideal client. I suddenly began working with a lot more mothers who my message resonated with. And so that's a very, very long answer to, you know, who am I and what do I do? But I think having that context is really useful, especially if we're going to delve into the whole 3-day work week piece today.
You know, the one thing that really resonated with me was that you didn't think about, okay, what work do I want to do now? How do I turn it into a 3-day work week? Your focus was, I want a 3-day work week. Now, how do I create a business around that?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's honestly not a place I don't think I could have gotten to without that new priority of motherhood and being present for my daughter. Prior to that, it was just sort of like, well, you have to work 24/7, blood, sweat, and tears, put it all into the business. That's what makes success. And suddenly my priorities were flipped upside down. And I realized work wasn't my be all and end all. And my time felt so valuable suddenly. And so that's why I think that 3-day work week came through, and then things started to fall into place after that.
Yeah, I love it. Too often, like you say, we're so focused on just like the 24-hour, the grind, the hustle, the how do I get, you know, to be successful, when really what it came down to was just focusing on your priorities. So your daughter became your priority, and that being able to spend the time with her, and everything else just kind of like created itself around that, which is so beautiful.
Exactly.
Love. And and it's fabulous that, you know, that's what you're able to do, and that the people that you say you work with now are also, you know, moms and entrepreneurs. And so you're able to share those common priorities, right?
Exactly. Yes. I work with not exclusively mothers, but I have a lot of women who are mothers or who want that just that balance. You know, they recognize as much as they love the work they do and want to serve people and help people and transform lives, that they don't want to compromise themselves and their own well-being in the process. And so it's, it's something that I wouldn't have been able to teach or offer because I wasn't living it before. But now for the last, you know, 6 years or so, at least, it really has been my focus. And, it's been wonderful to be able to champion that message of kind of shifting in the direction of what feels good for you and your lifestyle, and allowing your business to support you in that container.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost the anti-hustle, right? It's like the message out there. Yeah. So many of us are that, okay, how am I possibly going to fit it all in? And, you know, so for people out there who are, say, new moms, and yet they still, like you, have this desire to have this entrepreneur mindset, it's just great to hear that it's possible, like to have you as that role model and sharing that not only did you bring your work into 3 days, still clearly being a present mama, as you said, and yet in your first year you made 6 figures. So obviously you've got this dialed in. So can you share some of how you, you know, what was the mindset and how were you able to create that for yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Mindset. You said the word, right? That is a huge piece of it. I was in a totally different headspace after becoming a mom. And I think I just really opened me up to thinking differently. And so mindset became a huge priority for me. Obviously, I was introduced to meditation and amazing tools back when I was in yoga teacher training before I became a mother. But I hadn't really embodied it. You know, I kind of understood it on an intellectual level, but I didn't embody it. And when I became a mom, it suddenly shifted things. And I started to listen to Abraham Hicks all the time. And I was reading all
yes.
these development books. Yeah, they, their stuff is so great. And I just really immersed myself in the, in that, I mean, they call it new age, but it's not new age at all, that our thoughts become things and they influence our entire lives. And the feelings that we carry, you know, that vibration, it moves out into the world and is reflected back to us. And so I did a lot of work, and specifically around my money mindset, because I began to see that there was a lot of stickiness with that. And that really helped me as I stepped into this 3-day work week and began, you know, going on this path to become a coach, to be able to charge for the time, the valuable time I was offering and the transformation I was providing my clients at a price point that enabled me to create a 6-figure business. That was, the money mindset was a huge key piece of that.
So, okay. So that leads me to want to understand then. So by creating the money mindset that was going to allow you to create the 3-day work week for yourself, was that then about creating programs and offerings at a higher value so that you could then cut your work week shorter, but yet still be bringing in the same money? Is that how that ended up happening for you then?
Ultimately, that is what happened. I didn't go in thinking, okay, well, first I'll work on my money mindset and that will let me charge more, which will then work in my 3-day work week. It wasn't that thought out. I was kind of I was stumbling, but felt like I was being guided along. What really happened was I felt that this 3-day work week would feel amazing. And so then I was so excited to think about how to fit my business into those 3 days. And as I did that, I began thinking, you know, I've been trying, at the time I was trying to sell this course, this program to yoga teachers that would teach them how to like brand themselves and market themselves. But it was a couple $100. And I saw, I was like, I was hustling so hard to sell this program and only making a couple $100. It just was so not worth it. And I thought, you know what, if I could teach the things I taught in that program that I had, you know, recorded the videos for, but work one-on-one and really make sure that she gets it and that this transformation occurs for her and I hold her accountable and hold space for her, that's higher value. And I was like, and my time is so valuable, I can charge a higher price point for that. And so the first step was just, okay, I created this coaching package, and it was just finding that first client. And then once I think the first time it was an 8-week program where I was, or coaching package where I was meeting with her once a week, and I was maybe $1,800, which was more than I had ever sold anything for before. It felt like a crazy amount of money to ask for. And after I sold it once, it's like, oh my gosh. And she didn't balk like, oh, that's so expensive. What are you doing? Like, she was just like, great. That sounds amazing. And then the next time, and then the next time, I just raised my prices a little bit. I was like, you know what? I think that this is really valuable and I'm figuring things out. And, you know, that's one of the cool things about being in business for yourself is that you have permission to shift your business and give yourself a raise and, you know, create things that serve you and your clients. And so that's when I was kind of figuring things out those first few months. And then invested in my own coach, and we came up with a much more strategic plan. And she kind of signed off on these things I had been flirting with about creating a signature high ticket offer and selling that. And as we went into the next year, that's what I did. And that was my first 6-figure year.
Beautiful. And you know, one of the things I really liked about what you said is that you've focus simply on just finding that one client to start with.
Yes.
Right. And then you tested it out and you built what I call the data to know that you could do it again.
Yes. Yeah, that's so important. I think we get ourselves so overwhelmed when we're thinking about the entire business. Sometimes we're like, oh my gosh, I have this big vision for I want to take this thing. And sometimes that feels amazing to think in that really big vision way. And other times it's completely overwhelming and shuts us down. And so I have a program called Success Made Simple Accelerator. And our entire focus in that program is developing your signature high ticket offer and getting you that first client or those first two or three clients. And so when we zero in on those first steps and give a really clear plan for it, it's amazing how you can make progress and then you get the confidence to continue on, because that's what we really need. It's that mindset shift.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, is getting over that. Like you said, you had to work through the money mindset and then the mindset of, like you said, when you offered it to her for $1,800, that was the most that you'd ever charged. So there was still that resistance inside of you that you had to work through to be able to do that in the first place. And then I love how after that you said, we have permission to give ourselves a raise. I loved that.
Yes, I know. I think sometimes, especially if you're coming from a, you know, corporate or a job or just being in our culture, that's what we see, is other people give us permission to receive more money, like a boss or a manager or some higher up. And I notice in my programs all the time, women, you know, they'll post and say, I'm thinking about raising my prices, but what do you think? And it's like, well, what do you think? What do you feel? It's your business. Like, your permission, you have permission right now. I don't need to grant it to you.
Yeah. And I think it's just stepping into knowing that what you're providing for people does have value, right? Yeah. And I think that's the first step, is just like when you're first putting yourself out there, there's that imposter syndrome and all that stuff. It's like, am I good enough? How am I different? Am I offering my clients what they need? But, you know, stepping in, and even if you do start out at a lower rate, just to prove to yourself that yes, this has value, and then moving from there, right?
That's so true. And you've mentioned imposter syndrome, and that's something I feel like people see as a sign, like, oh, I'm not ready. Imposter syndrome. It's like, I still have imposter syndrome in certain situations at certain times. It happens to all of us, because, you know, then you know you're on the leading edge of your comfort zone. You're growing, you're expanding, you're stepping into someplace new. And that's what we have to do time and again when we have our own businesses. And I think what is so important to remember is that right where you are right now with your life experience, your training, your education, just the things you've lived through, your life has been the initiation, and you absolutely have tremendous value that you can offer and help someone with right here and right now. And you deserve to be well compensated for it. It's just the truth of the matter. And the more you can remind yourself of that and say that to yourself, the more you do begin to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What is it they say? Stack wins, which is one of my favorite things to share with people, is that you just get to get one win, and then you get another win, and then you get another, and they just stack on top of each other until you're standing there going, why didn't I do this before? Right. Yeah. But it just takes that little bit of effort to just build that confidence inside ourselves, just so that we know that we can. At least that's my experience. Yeah. I just know for myself that as I take those little steps, you know, and I look back, it's like, wow, like I've really come a long ways, but each step I took wasn't so scary.
That's so true. Yeah. It's, you know, there's so many different metaphors. I'm like, it's the first domino. Once you get, you know, that first win, then it can lean into the second, lean into the third, and you build that momentum, and it becomes a momentum bigger than yourself, which is what we're all looking for. But in the beginning, it takes energy and time and concentration and the right work. And by the right work, I mean looking at things like your mindset blocks, not just collecting strategy after strategy after strategy, but actually doing some of the inner work that might actually help you implement those strategies successfully. But once you start and get that support to move forward, you get that first win, that first client, and your whole world can shift after that. I know mine did, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Ignited Entrepreneurs. As entrepreneurs, we're always working on something new, whether it's a new offer, a workshop, a summit, a book, a podcast, maybe even. but we don't always know how to get it done. Sometimes we get distracted or we lose focus because we don't really know what the next step might be or how to fully engage in the process. Well, lucky for you, I have created the Idea to Launch in 90 Days Planner. Everything you're going to need to take your next big idea all the way from that amazing idea you have straight through to the launch. Check the link below to get yours today.
So you talk about energetic and strategic. So can you Yes. share a little bit about what that kind of looks like?
Yes, I think we live in a world where we are told if we have the best strategy, we will win. You know, it's a patriarchy, and not in a bad sense. It's just, you know, everyone is taught more masculine ways of doing things, that it's about achievement and striving and pushing and hustling. And that's how you create success. And what I think is especially important for women, because we're not wired quite that way, is to balance the strategic action, because yes, we absolutely need it. We can't just sit on the couch using the law of attraction and pull everything we want into our sphere. It doesn't work like that. But we need to feel energetically aligned and then take the inspired action, take the strategic steps, because they'll work. They'll work much better when you're in a place where you feel confident and at ease and trusting and supported and in the flow and happy and joyful and whatever other positive words you want to layer on. When we are energetically supported, when we are filled up and we can serve from the overflow, that's when the magic happens. And then the strategies we take, the steps that we move, that's when all those beautiful synchronicities show up. And that's the place I aim to be in my own business. And that's the balance I strive to teach my clients and my students and my programs, because we burn ourselves out if we're all strategy all the time, all action all the time.
Yeah. But I do agree with what you say, though. It can't just be, like you say, sitting on the couch manifesting.
No.
Right? We have to. No. Like, as much as that does, I mean, it's great. Like, I teach that as well, is the, you know, stepping into the feeling and really visualizing what you want is so important. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Abraham Hicks as well, and been using a lot of the information provided there. And it does work, but you have to have the plan and the strategy and the way forward, or none of that really matters, because then you're just sitting there spinning in all these wonderful ideas.
It's so true. And honestly, the way I kind of feel into it is that when you go into that receptive place energetically, you receive more of the plan, right? Like, you go there to get the plan, to get the steps, and then you've got to follow them, because those came through that good energy. Like, that is the plan to follow. And so I think a lot of times we are looking outside of ourselves of, well, what did she do? And how did that happen for her? And well, if I'm not posting on Instagram every day, like so-and-so said, then I'm not going to get clients. And that's not really what it's about. Yes, you have to be visible, most likely, but you can also tap into what feels right and good for you. Maybe you love the idea of video and being on, like, having your own YouTube channel, but your coach is on Instagram. So, like, you have permission to do it your own way. You don't have to completely emulate what anyone else is doing, but you do have to take the steps and take responsibility for your own journey.
Yeah. And like you were saying, in your own journey, when you hired a coach to help you sort out all of those details and put you on that path, that was what really helped to solidify your plan and your strategy and moved you forward, correct?
Yes. Yeah. It felt, and not to say that everyone needs this, but for me, having someone to co-create the plan with, who was a few steps ahead of me, whose values I shared, whose lifestyle I admired, whose, you know, vibe I liked, that it felt so validating and important and good to co-create a plan with her and have her sign off on it and say, I believe in you. I believe in this plan. I know you can do it. It was exactly what I needed at that time. And now we don't need anyone's permission. We don't need anyone to grant us, you know, the key to the kingdom or anything like that. But for me at that point, you know, I had that inspired thought to get my own coach. I found the right person. When she created that plan with me, it felt right and good. Those were the aligned actions that I was taking. And so that absolutely gave me the confidence and shifted my mindset to a place of really, really believing in myself. And I have no doubt that that made a huge difference in the success of my business moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. So recently I've been collaborating quite a bit with other people. And up until that point, I would be considered like a bit of a lone wolf and just kind of doing my own thing. I've hired people to help me with different areas of my business, but this is the first time that I've ever collaborated with somebody else. And that space that you get into when two like minds come together is so beautiful and powerful. So whether that's, you know, you have a business partner or whether you have a coach or both, that space that you create with another person that sees your vision and can share their ideas and just bring even more of you out in those moments is so amazing.
It so is. And I agree with that 100%. And I think, again, especially for women, we're in a society that really emphasizes competition. And it can feel like that. Like when we go out, it's like, oh, there's so many other coaches. There's so many other, whatever your industry is and whatever you do, we can all look around and feel like it's competition. But I've found that I benefit tremendously, you used the word already, from collaboration, from community, from surrounding myself with like-minded women who are driven and share the values that I share. And that's what really fuels me forward. And that's why over the years, I've been a part of a number of different masterminds. And I, for the past maybe 2-3 years, I've got two business besties. We have a standing call every Monday. We hop on and chat for an hour and support one another. They're both moms. They both have two girls like I do. They have their own businesses. It feeds the soul. You need that. It's really, really hard to do it alone completely 100% of the time, especially in the beginning. And that's when I see people resisting getting the support they need the most.
Yeah, it's, I agree. I belong to, we call it a community, and we meet every Thursday night. And it is so amazing being able to just share our journeys, even just the struggles mm-hmm. and the journeys and then our wins and just, and then we break out into these little mini masterminds and we collaborate. It's just, I highly recommend that. Yeah. Anybody, especially us, you know, the feminine side, I think we need that community, so much, and we resist it, like you say, because there's this sense of competition. Women can be really nasty to each other sometimes, and you know, especially when you're in business and you see each other as competition. But you know, having that community of support and leadership and guidance and just coming together of ideas, I recommend everybody find something like that, because it is, I feel it's like my favorite day of the week is when I know that I have my community meeting.
Yeah,
and, it's amazing.
It is. It so is. And I love, that's one of the things I love most about the programs that I offer is I have a mastermind, and then I have that intro program, and it's the community. It's seeing the women support the other women inside the program. That's what fills my heart. And I follow them, you know, I follow all my clients on Instagram and stuff, and I'll see them on each other's podcasts and co-hosting events and summits together. And it's magical. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you said you have a program called Success Made Simple?
Yeah, Success Made Simple Accelerator. Mm-hmm.
Can you share like a little bit of like, if say somebody was interested in, you know, reaching out and connecting with you, what would they be able to expect from a program like that with you?
Yes, of course. Thanks for asking. So that program is a really beautiful step-by-step program for new coaches, new online service providers. We're talking women who have an idea and maybe haven't even really formed a business around it, or maybe haven't even gotten a first client. We do have some women in there who have, you know, kind of gotten their feet wet, maybe worked with some clients a little bit, but we're usually working with women in their very beginning stages, their first year of business in there. And what we do is we really work on the mindset piece And then balancing that with the strategic action like we were talking about. So we love building you up. We actually have an in-house mindset coach that you can have group calls with at least once a month, if not more frequently. And she also coaches inside our Facebook group. You get group calls with me and also our tech coach, because we find that those are the areas you need: the business support, the tech support, the mindset support when you're brand new and often throughout. But that program, what we really, really focus on is making sure that you are clear on your strengths and how to package them into a signature offer, and then how to market and sell that offer to your specific ideal clients and get those first clients in the door. Because that is a huge hurdle. That's a huge hurdle. And especially when you're out there doing it all by yourself, it can feel so hard and so challenging. I remember because I got my first client and I was just like, I'm throwing spaghetti at the wall. I don't know what's working. I don't know what's not working. And it was like, it felt completely random. And then the next client felt completely random. I'd had no replicable system. And then after I worked with my coach, I began to develop that. And so this is the program I wish I had as I got clarity about my 3-day work week. And I was like, this is what I want to do. This would have, you know, really skyrocketed me forward. So that that program is one that's near and dear to my heart. I really love it. And it's about, usually we see women complete that in about 90 days. And so we provide live support for 90 days to move them through that. And honestly, what we've seen with women's results is, you know, they're getting their first 1, 2, 3 clients. Most of them are charging at least $2,000. So they're making a beautiful ROI on their investment and really just making, honestly, in 3 months, as much progress as they would have probably in their first year or two, which is really cool to see.
So hence the accelerator. I love it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I do appreciate that sometimes we need time and space, but I find that when women are ready and want to take action, they're ready. They're ready to commit.
Awesome. I love it. Okay. So where could people find you? They were wanting to get some more information or potentially work with you.
Absolutely. So you can find lots of information about me and my programs on my website, of course, which is kaylinasher.com. I hang out on Instagram all the time. I've been playing with reels and doing lots of posts specifically about creating that 6-figure business with, you know, a 3-day work week on the back of one signature offer. So if that is all speaking to you, we can definitely connect on Instagram. I'm kaylin.asher over there. And I'll make sure that, Jess, that you have all the links and everything in case you want to include them below. And the piece that I think would be really, really useful based on our conversation today is I have a new masterclass that's rolling out. And the masterclass is specifically about how to attract those first clients with a signature offer, and kind of walks you in depth through my process, my story, shares some mistakes that I see coaches make, also shares some the 3 core pillars that really help you build up a successful coaching business, and also has lots of case studies and stories of women from inside my programs. And that is over at kaylinasher.com/masterclass.
Beautiful. That sounds fantastic for, you know, anybody that's ready to really start taking their business seriously and step into that next level for themselves and actually build, like you say, that signature offer that they can start to build their business around.
Yes, so. It's so important, especially in the beginning. I kind of cringe when people are like, oh, I want to create, you know, $100 course for passive income. I'm going to set it up on autopilot. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, how long have you been in business? Oh, I'm just starting. Like, no, that's going to be so much work. You're going to spend so much on Facebook ads and all that stuff. And so this is the path I love teaching because it's worked so well for me and so many of my clients.
Awesome. Okay. So before I let you go, I have to ask all of my guests, if you could give somebody who's ready to take their business to the next level, one piece of advice, what would you suggest?
I would say that remember that the journey that you're on has to align with the destination of where you want to go. And so by that, I mean, if you envision a beautiful 6-figure business with a 3-day work week, lots of time with your family, beautiful vacations, you know, freedom and flexibility. You can't possibly get there by being stressed out and struggling and feeling alone and isolated and competitive and, you know, having your guard up and filled with fear, you know, right? That's, I know that place. I've been there before. You can't get to that beautiful, spacious, peaceful, successful destination with that energy. And so just keep yourself in check. Start, take action. Yes, absolutely. But if it's coming from a place of lack or fear or scarcity or doubt, it's not in alignment with where you truly want to go. So make sure you're doing the work of bringing yourself back to that place of feeling good, feeling excited about your business, knowing your value and the tremendous, you know, transformation that you provide your clients and your students, your customers, whoever you're working with, and then move your feet, then take the action.
I love it. And you're so right. Like, I've experienced that in my life as well, is when you're out of alignment with what you feel and what you believe versus what you think you want, it doesn't work. It's a big clash. So yeah, thank you so much for mentioning that. It's the key, right? It really is. It's that wall that has to come down or you can't get through.
Absolutely. You're so right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kaylin, for coming on. And I'm going to check out your masterclass because I think that sounds amazing. And I would love to just check out the work that you're doing. So I'm going to go and register for one of those for sure. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Jess. I appreciate it. This has been fun.